Blog Talk on, Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's on now. God, I had that sound effect on. So, anyways, here's the intro music.
Came down from the sky. You came down from heaven. Nailed upon a cross. All of us. And I can't wait to die. See you up in heaven. Spirit is so pure. Sacrificing yours. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Deep inside my soul. Hunger for your holiness. Took away my sin. Threw in the garbage bin. You are the King of Kings. For you are singing, singing. I'm praying in the rain.
Oh, praise Jesus.
I just proclaim your name. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of her. The sword of truth, the shield of mercy, and ye walketh through the holy kingdom of Jesus, being I kneeleth upon the altar, Jesus. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of her. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of her.
What a good song, folks. It just speaks to the soul, doesn't it? And it makes you feel something. It makes me feel something deep inside my guts. Anyways, we don't have any callers today. I think it's a little bit too late because Blog Talk does this thing. I don't get it. It's where they say that in order to go live between the hours of about 6 and like 9:30, you have to be subscribed, and it's about $36 a month to get really bad audio quality, among other things. So I don't get it. It's weird. Hopefully we get some people to call in. And I might have to dip early, even though it's a 15-minute show. Something's going on the other line with Missfield. God's Rainbow Ministries 2. That's what we're calling this. God's Rainbow Ministries 2. It's a direct competitor to God's Rainbow Ministries. And we're going to see about being able to do longer one-hour shows. I know I could do a 30-minuter right now for free. I don't know how much time it gives me, per se. But, you know, it's a direct competitor to God's Rainbow Ministries, or rather, God's Garbage Rainbow Ministries. Tony F. has been allowed on Ken's show far too much, sometimes by request, but even then, it's just too much. And Tony F. has a mouth. They say a lot of dirty things about people, such as Joshua Higgins, my good friend DC2, and others. By the way, I don't really know how to put up the chat room on here. Let's see if I can get it up. Oh, there we go. It says connecting. Oh, I think our chat room's up. I think our chat room is up. Let's just refresh this page over here. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Okay, very cool. Chat room is up. I'm going to tell the Discord that. So I have to connect to the chat first. Interesting. I'm something stuck in my teeth, too. Anyways, yeah, so we're just going to be discussing godly issues on this show. We're going to be discussing life advice. We're going to be discussing, you know, other topics, I'm sure, that comes up. There will be no butt stuff on this show. There will be no sex talk. Ass talk, F talk. We will not be talking about anal. We will not whatsoever be talking about that. There's simply no dirty, disgusting things that will be on the show. I'm a little bit sick. This will be a godly show for former flock members of Ken Fishman. That is absolutely correct. Former members of Ken Fishman. Leroy will show up, hopefully, in a few shows. We'll have Leroy on as the co-host, Donnie Baby on as the co-host. We'll have various people on as the co-host, maybe Grover. It's always good to get a homeless person's perspective on life. You know, I don't know if many people know this, but Grover accidentally got his member amputated on a railroad track a while back, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It was a horrible, horrible situation, and something similar happened to me, actually, when I got my member, unfortunately, stuck in a garbage disposal. And my son's birds, two of them, they're budgies, flew on the switch to turn it on because a certain radio host got a little bit hot under the collar. When I called in and asked him for advice on this, mangled my man parts in a very unsightly fashion. They've been fixed recently thanks to wonderful surgeons. Thank you to Dr. Peter Paul Ventura. He really looked at it. That patched me up. He took a keen interest in it, actually. But, yeah, this is God's Rainbow Ministries 2, broadcast live from Timothy Bible College out here in the great state of Texas. The one and only Timothy Bible College. I really suggest that you look into our academic programs. You know, we have many, many people here, and it's a diverse and inclusive school. We have paraplegics here, such as Clay Douglas. We have all sorts of races, genders, creeds. I mean, Clay fits about 5 of those categories because he considers himself a lot of different things, which is good for him, her. We're happy about that. We support that at Timothy Bible College. We'll also be talking, we'll have maybe an hour called Prisoner Perspective. I know that went really well at Kent's show, where we talked about everything from suitcasing to how to start a prison ministry. That was super interesting. I think a lot of people enjoyed that discussion, and we found out that Kent Hopper's name was I was almost going to say Turd McGillicuddy. Hi, Turd McGillicuddy. How are you tonight? Thank you for tuning in. I know it's a short show. I just wanted to get my wits about me with the BTR chat room. I haven't done a show in 2 years. And coincidentally, my last show was on how Tony Farrar was a big poop butt. Hello, Turd. Yes, hello. We do chat room shout-outs here. I understand. Thank you. Thank you, Turd. I appreciate that you are my only listener tonight, according to my switchboard. I know there are people listening, maybe not in BTR chat. There's 4 minutes remaining. Turd McGillicuddy, what do you think of this sound effect? I loaded it up here 2 years ago. I forgot it was there, and it started my show. Let's play that again. We'll play that again for you. I believe that it's supposed to sound like the pain that Jesus went through at one point. That's what Kent Hopper told me. You know, I don't know. I think it sounds a little bit weird, and I might have to get rid of it. Turd McGillicuddy says that is sexual and ungodly. I tend to agree, but I just want to make sure. So let's play that again. Jeez. It's going to be hard for me to do this show and read the chat room. Sir McGillicuddy says that Jesus was lashed about the ass cheeks. I don't believe that is canon in the Bible or godly at all to say. I don't believe he was lashed there. He was definitely lashed on the back, I believe. And then we also have our intro song, which I'm sure you missed. I don't want to play it again. It's called Come Inside of Me, Jesus. It was recorded by the Homeless Choir here down at Haven for Hope. I'm not at Haven for Hope. But we had people like Grover come out and actually sing the song for us. It was absolutely beautiful. That brought a tear to my eye. Well, anyways, Pastor Veal has no right using my name. I absolutely do. Ken made me his executive producer of his show. Oh, we've got a hand up. It's a 111. Let's take this call before the show goes off air. One one one, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Kenny.
Hello, Kent. This isn't Kenny. This is Pastor Veal.
You are the new Kenny.
Oh, geez. I'm not a bitch. That's the thing, though. I'm not a bitch. I've gone out of my way to create a new show because Ken has just completely dismantled God's Rainbow Ministries. You know, the ministry that you and him put together. That must make you feel terrible.
Well, I will not let you be a bitch until I baptize you as a bitch. Kenny earned that name. But you, my son, are not a bitch yet unless you do bitchy things like Kenny.
Amen.
But,
and, you know, Ken,
I will tell you this. Maybe you should let Kenny stick around. You know he makes great coffee.
Yeah, he may be. Oh, that's my 92nd thing. I'm glad I got a call tonight, though, especially from you, Kent. You are a godsend. Absolutely. But Kenny does make the best coffee. I talked to Victor on the phone the other day, and Victor just let me know that, like, every day Ken comes and bends down on a knee and gives him coffee. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, but the one thing I do not recommend is when Kenny offers up Tony F because he cannot get his penis hard. And he gives up Tony F's ass rectum for that. I would not do that. That is a wildebeest, big, hairy man vagina. I would not take that. I do not recommend that, my son.
Amen. And what a good place to end the show. We've got 28 seconds remaining. I'm just going to play us out with this music. Or at least the beginning. Thank you for calling in.
Came down from the sky.